Hello, beautiful woman, and welcome to your first class in Divine Femme. Today's class is all about embodiment and grounding. Today, we're going to be having a look at your relationship with your body, how you feel about your body, how you feel about being in your body, and whether you feel safe and at home in your body. We're going to be exploring some tools and practices that will help you get grounded and anchored and feel safe being in your body with everything that goes on in here, your emotions, your different energies that move through your body, the different things you feel. We're going to be looking as well at how you're using your energy and how to bring your energy back into yourself and keep it for yourself and clean up the places you might be leaking it. So this is a beautiful foundational class for this incredible 8-week journey that we are going to be stepping onto together. So I'm excited to dive into all of this with you today. The way that I'm going to run this class is that I have a page of notes up on my screen that I'm going to be referring to through the class to keep me on track. You will have a workbook related to this class that you can use to dive deeper beyond watching this video class. So that will be full of questions and activities and prompts to get you reflecting on what I'm talking about with you today and apply it to your own personal situation. And as you're moving through this class and as you're moving through the workbook, if different questions come up, if you get stuck on things, if you need support, either come into our Facebook community or save up your questions and challenges for our group coaching calls. You can bring those to the group or to our calls to get personalized support with whatever is getting activated and triggered in you through the coursework. So let's dive into the class today. Let's start with tuning into your body a little bit. Now, when we talk about getting grounded, when we talk about getting grounded into our bodies, it's really just about coming into the here and now, because our body is always present and we can use our body as a beautiful anchor point. Our bodies are such a gift, and that's going to be part of this class, is really shifting your perspective around your body and maybe changing some of the stories you have about it, some of the perspectives you're holding on at the moment. But let's use our body just to get grounded and present as a starting point. So I have my shoes off and my feet are currently on the ground, and I'm wiggling my toes into the rug just to feel and experience the ground below my feet. This is a beautiful starting point, and this is something you can do anywhere. You can do it at work, you can do it outdoors in nature, you can do it in the backyard, do it at home on the floor. And use your feet as a grounding point to just anchor you into the here and now and to bring you into your body. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath right into your belly and just start to be here in this moment with yourself and with your body and with everything that's currently going on in your body. Let's just take a breath into it and just experience it. And this is one of the key parts of being able to come into our body and be embodied, is to be able to be in the body and open up to experience and accept and allow everything that's going on in here without judgment, without resistance. So to be able to experience what's going on inside the body and to be able to look at the body and see the body without judgment and resistance. We want to come into a place of acceptance, openness, and peace with what the body is currently experiencing, with how the body currently looks or feels. So just take a deep breath, wiggle your toes, breathe into your belly. And just set the intention to just be in your body through this class. See if you can be experiencing this class through your body rather than through your mind. The way we do that is we focus more on how we feel rather than what we're thinking. So maybe even as a starting point now, just check in with, how are you feeling? What's currently going on inside your body? Can you feel anything? Can you feel any energy? Can you feel any emotion? Can you feel any tension? Can you feel any resistance? How are you feeling? Maybe just check in. Maybe just ask the body, how is the body feeling? Part of what prevents us being able to fully come into the body, to be in the body's experience, to feel safe and at home in the body, is that we don't feel comfortable experiencing everything that's going on for the body in this moment. So if we've got tension, if we've got anxiety, if we've got thoughts in our mind, if we've eaten something that's left us feeling uncomfortable, sometimes if we don't like the sensations, or if we're not feeling happy about how our body looks, if we don't like that feeling, we will try to avoid being in the body. We won't want to drop in. We won't want to feel the discomfort. We won't want to get present to the body's experience. We will escape either by staying up in our head and our thinking or distracting ourselves, staying busy, looking outside of ourselves for a distraction or numbing out, perhaps with food or other things. So what I want to give you as a starting point is to begin to set the intention and make the decision to begin to open up and accept and embrace whatever the body is experiencing at any time and wherever the body is at any time. That is just our starting point. We also want to start to make it a more familiar feeling to be in the body. So even think about, does it feel unfamiliar to you to be embodied? Does it feel more familiar to be up in your mind? Are you more used to that? So the more that we connect with the body, the more that we're willing to come into the body and just check in every day around where it's at, what's currently going on, breathing into our body's experience and dropping into the body, the more safe we will feel being in the body and seeing it as our home. And even as I'm talking to you, I'm rubbing my legs. So sometimes even using pressure like massage and touch connects you in. You know, something like a foot massage is a beautiful way to connect you into the body, to pull you out of your mind. And I'm just massaging my legs as I'm talking to you, because it's just really grounding me and anchoring me into my body in this moment. So I want you to reflect, is there any reason that you don't feel safe and at home in your body? What typically makes you want to escape the body, close off to the body? What do you typically judge as being wrong with your body? As being things that you don't like and don't want to experience? So many of us we've been conditioned, and that's how we've grown up, into seeing our body as an object, seeing our body as this thing that we need to control, and also seeing our body as what gets us love. We live in this society where we are validated for our appearance. So we sort of see that our body is this thing either to control, fix, if we think there's something wrong with it, mold and shape, and make as beautiful as possible so that we will get love. And where I want to begin is just like allowing the body to be where it's at and embracing that. And then also seeing the body now not as an object, not as something separate to you, not as something to control or use to get love, but as your home. As your home. And when you actually drop into the body, you realize you and the body are one. And you can feel really safe and at home in this beautiful vehicle that's going to carry you through your life. Your body's always listening to you as well, and it is responding to your thoughts and feelings about it. So we want to bring an energy of love to the body wherever possible. So even maybe just taking a couple of moments just to breathe in and give thanks for everything your body is doing for you in this moment or has been doing for you up until this point. Seeing the body as this beautiful vehicle that's carrying you through this lifetime, that if you didn't have this body, you wouldn't be able to experience life. You wouldn't be able to experience joy. You wouldn't be able to experience pleasure. It carries you through the world. It keeps you alive. It is the vehicle for your soul to experience this life, if that's your perspective. And I just want you to put your hand on your heart now. Just breathe into your heart energy and see if you can awaken an energy of love for your body. And at the same time, maybe apologize to your body for everything that you have been saying to it that is unloving, judging it, criticizing it. Maybe forgiving yourself for all the times that you didn't treat your body how it deserves to be treated. Sending love to yourself at the moment from your own heart. So So these grounding points, everything that I'm doing now is helping just drop you in. The grounding points of using our feet onto the floor, using our belly through deep breaths, using our heart, so hand on heart, these are anchor points that we can connect with in the body that will help draw us down out of the mind and bring us into the body's experience. Because as a woman, I mean, it is for men as well, but particularly for women, your body's always communicating to you through its feelings, its energy, its sensations, its emotions. And if you can come into the body every single time you feel a sensation and listen to that sensation, maybe use your hand, put your hand on where you feel the sensation. If there's anything going on in your body, put your hand on that at the moment. Or just use your hands as anchor points to connect with the body through touch or through putting it on your power center or your heart center. You can also, another beautiful way to become grounded and present is to turn on all your senses. Because again, the purpose of the body is to experience this world. You couldn't experience sound, sight, taste, touch, any of this without this beautiful body. So when we want to come into the moment, when we want to come into our body, when we want to come out of our head, what we can do is actually use the body to just experience this present moment in an even deeper way. So just become aware, look around your reality right now, whatever you see around you. Use your eyes to become really hyper aware of everything you see. Focus in on the detail of everything. Take a deep breath. Now listen, what can you hear? Turn on your ears even more acutely and see what you can hear. Listen for the sounds. Deep breath. What do you feel right now? Do you feel the chair, the bed, the seat holding you? Do you feel the floor beneath your feet? Do you feel your hair dangling on you? Do you feel your clothing on you? What are you feeling? Deep breath. Is there anything you can taste? I can still taste my peppermint tea from before I started this class. Deep breath. What can you smell? I can smell my ylang ylang body oil that I put on this morning and my conditioner in my hair. And the minute you turn on all your senses like that and actually notice how much pleasure you can find just through really experiencing the senses in that moment, really seeing what is here and just being with the body and breathing into the body. And really beginning to bring in an affirmation, something like, it is safe for me to feel. It is safe for me to be in my body. I'm learning how to love and accept my body just as it is. I'm learning how to see my body as my home, as this precious gift that I've been given. I'm ready to learn how to unconditionally love and accept my body. I'm willing to learn how to feel my feelings. We can just start with some gentle affirmations and mantras like that. That will set the intention of the work you want to start to do around coming into your body. Just referring to my notes. So let's come back into the heart. So much of this work of being a woman and of connecting with our body is about living from how we feel, being aware of how we feel, paying attention to how we feel. And if we want to turn on the heart energy and come into the heart, we want to start to let the heart lead and guide us. I know so many women are incredibly heart-driven. You have giant, beautiful hearts. And I know anyone who comes onto a journey with me is definitely a heart-driven, passionate, generous, loving woman. And we thrive when we let that energy guide us. When we are guided by what brings us joy and happiness, by what we love, by what our heart is telling us we are ready for. When we spend too much time in our mind thinking, analyzing, planning, controlling, we disconnect from our true power as a woman. We disconnect from our feelings, our bodies, our energy, and our hearts, right? We disconnect from the present moment as well. So I'm moving through this, you know, in a bit of a repetitive way, but I'm just really hoping you're beginning to drop in the more that I talk about this. So what does your heart energy feel like? Breathe into it. Mine is pink today. Sometimes it's golden, but mine is pink today. What color do you see? How does it feel? Breathe into it and imagine it radiating an energy. and imagine if your heart was your compass. And think about, or feel into, how from the perspective of your heart you would look at your body and yourself. If your heart is unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, abundance, joy, playfulness, infinite possibilities, if you were to look at yourself through the eyes of your heart, through the eyes of unconditional love, how would your heart see your body? How would you see your body? How would you see yourself from this energy of unconditional love? You'd find ways to appreciate everything about who you were and what you had. And you would choose to live your life from love, from what you love, from what felt good to you. You would choose to love yourself enough that you would make those choices that most uplifted you and empowered you and nourished you. So I want to start to give this to you, maybe even as a daily practice. And I'm going to talk about this with you, but there was definitely a time where I have stepped out of all of the journaling and the analysis and the planning and the goal setting in my morning practice. And I'm just focusing more on grounding my feet, breathing into my belly, breathing into my heart, turning on the heart, looking at myself through the eyes of love, saying some beautiful mantras, playing some beautiful music, maybe doing some dance through your body, dancing and using movement to get into your body, starting your day like that. Imagine that. Can you feel that? So we want to come into a place where we start to trust the body and trust the heart to guide and lead you. Do you trust your body? Do you trust your body in its desires, in its yearnings, in its feelings, in the messages that it's giving you? Would you trust your body to guide your food choices? Would you trust your body to guide who you spend time with? Would you trust your body to tell you how it wants to move and if it wants to move? A lot of us don't trust our bodies, and we'll be talking about trust later in the class, because we feel like if we're not in control of our body and in control of everything, our body's going to lead us astray. But even this might be a new mantra and affirmation for you. I trust my body, and I'm learning how to trust my body, and I'm ready to trust my body. And if you can start to let your feelings guide everything as you're moving through your day. How does this feel to me? How does this feel to me? What do I feel? What do I feel to eat? How do I feel to move? What do I feel I need? Breathe into the body. Ask your body. And see if you can find opportunities through your day when you need to make decisions to consult your body, not your head. Not what you should do, not what you think you need to do, not what you have to do, not what other people want you to do. Plant your feet on the ground, take a deep breath, turn on the energy of your heart. Maybe imagine the color and imagine it turning on. What do I feel to do? The more that you practice this, the deeper trust you will develop in your body. When I first started letting my body make my food choices, that was terrifying for me because I had had an eating disorder and was hands down all about control. And I started letting my body guide me. What would feel nourishing to my body today? What would feel like pleasure for me? Am I tired? What do I need to energize me today? What do I need to ground me today? Do I need meat today? Do I need vegetables today? And actually, the more that I let my body guide my choices, the more that I realized it was always bringing me into its healthiest state. Because your body wants to be healthy and happy and loved. It wants to thrive. And its natural state is to thrive. If you don't get in the way with all of the judgments and the criticism and the labels and the abandoning it and ignoring it and suppressing what it's feeling, right? So I want to encourage you to let yourself feel more. I might talk about this actually. I'm going to go on now actually to talking about this with emotions. Because, and I mentioned this in my free training actually, and this is a question I ask a lot of people. How do you support yourself with your own emotions? Embracing our body as a woman means that we have this incredible guidance system, and it means that we begin to listen to our guidance system, our emotions. And I touched on this in the training, that so many of us feel we are too sensitive, we are too much, we feel too deeply, we overreact. But usually that's just because we have got layers upon layers of emotion that we have been suppressing and denying for so long that when we do finally start to feel, it feels like a volcano has erupted and is exploding within us. And that's okay. But what we need to do is just create safe spaces to hold ourselves through our own emotions. This isn't about necessarily going to anyone else with this as a beginning point. So what do you do when you notice emotion arising in you? I want to encourage you to see your emotions as messengers. That in every single emotion or feeling that you experience, your body is trying to communicate to you and tell you something. And your job as a woman is to surrender in and say, okay, what are you trying to show me? I'm ready to feel, I'm ready to listen. You may not be able to do it in the exact moment if you are with a person, if you're in your day job, but you set the intention to find time at some point to return to yourself and make space to feel and explore what is arising for you. Next time emotion arises for you, and maybe let's even do it now. Let's notice what is here for you right now. Oh, this is such a form of self-love. What is arising for me right now? I know this morning, I mean, I'm actually good now, but I know this morning there was some anger for me, rage, deep rage. And what I want you to do is not so much go into the story around why this is happening or what got triggered, but go more into the sensation and the feeling in your body. Let's make it a body experience. The next time you feel emotion, identify where in your body you feel it. Get your beautiful loving hand and turn on like the love energy in your hand. See yourself as like a channel, an energetic channel. You can channel love and light healing energy through your hand. Even just setting that intention will turn on that gift for you. The next time big emotion arises, notice where you feel it in your body and put your hand over it. And take anywhere from 5 to 10 deep breaths into the sensation of that emotion in your body and just experience it. Without judgment, without resistance, without closing off, without thinking, if possible. Just experiencing. What is this emotion? What is this about for me? What is this emotion trying to tell me? What is this emotion trying to show me? And just seeing if you can listen and feel. And you may not get huge amounts of information at the beginning, but starting that as a practice. All of these are beginning practices, new ways of relating to yourself, new ways of handling different things that are arising. And they're practices that get easier over time and become more familiar and ingrained over time. But that is a beautiful thing to do with your own emotions, because this is part of us coming into our power, coming into deeper self-love, is to never make ourselves wrong for what we feel and to love ourselves enough to go and hold space for ourselves and nurture ourselves through what is arising for us at any time. So this leads me on to this feminine approach of loving, embracing, and honoring our bodies. The word soft keeps coming to mind for me around this. What would it look like to soften the way you relate to your body, the way you relate to yourself? To soften your gaze, to soften your self-talk, to soften your perspective, to soften the way you relate to yourself, to bring in more love, to bring in more kindness, more compassion and forgiveness, more gentleness. Just imagine for a moment that you were bringing this loving, gentle, feminine approach to how you looked at yourself, to how you related to yourself, and to how you felt about your body. I actually want to encourage you at this point, this is what I'm seeing, is to sit in front of a mirror and to hold your own gaze, look into your own eyes. If you want, even really get grounded into your body, just use your hands to really come into your body, take some deep belly breaths. Hold your eyes in the mirror, gaze into your own eyes. See if you can turn on the energy of your heart and look at yourself with loving eyes. This soft, loving perspective towards our bodies is not about controlling or changing anything about us. It is not about expectations and judgments and saying, I will only love you when you need to be like this. You are not good enough. You are ugly. It's activating our gift as a woman, our unconditional loving hearts, and saying, I'm going to bring this energy up from my heart through my eyes towards myself. Again, could be a beautiful daily practice for you of sitting every day with yourself and connecting with yourself in this loving energy. And you might notice it's uncomfortable initially. But again, the more you practice it, the more familiar that will become. Build an intimate, loving bond with yourself through your own eyes. Such a gift to offer ourselves. I also want to talk about honoring the feminine cycles of the body. Because as women, we are cyclical beings. We are not just one thing. We are not linear. We are not the same all the time. We have different hormones rushing through our bodies every single week. We are moving through energetic and hormonal cycles all the time. So one thing I suggest if you don't already is tracking your menstrual cycle. You can use an app called Clue App and beginning to pay attention to your own personal cycle in your own body. How do you feel at all the different stages of your menstrual cycle? How do you feel when you're premenstrual, when you have your period, when your energy is returning and you're moving towards ovulation? Begin to get really tuned into the cycles of your own body. You can be guided by that, and that can really guide what you need in terms of self-care in any moment. It is such a beautiful self-awareness practice. Journal around the times of your cycle to get greater awareness. You may also pay attention to the cycles of the moon. How does the moon affect you? How do you feel on a new moon or a full moon? The moon obviously is governing the tides, and we are water-based beings. So many of us as sensitive can be very affected by the moon. And this can be beautiful, give us more insight into ourselves, beautiful self-awareness for us as women to more deeply understand our connection to nature and to the planetary cycles, the universal cycles, even the seasons as well. And I would also encourage you to honor your energy cycles and to become aware of your energy cycles. So something I've noticed again is that my feminine has times that she needs rest, and then she has times where she's ready to show up and create. I see it like a little figure eight like this. When she needs to rest, I need to surrender into her. We all have commitments, but where possible, you need to surrender into her. I've noticed when she says she needs to rest or she needs nature or she needs a break, and I fully honor that cycle, if I can fully surrender into it, then that will very soon shift and she will be ready to show up and take action and create again or get on with what she needs to do. But if I resist what she's asking me to do, it then takes much longer for me to feel rebalanced again, and I'm ending up pushing myself against what my body's asking for, and that's going to throw everything out of whack. So another thing to keep in mind is to pay much more attention to your energy rather than pushing forward with caffeine and other stimulants. See if you can really honor where your body's at energetically, and probably paying attention to your own personal cycles will really help with that. As a final piece now, let's talk about your energy. I want you to take a deep breath into your body and imagine that you have this beautiful vibrating energy within you. Beautiful vibrating energy. Your cells are vibrating. You have an aura around you, an energetic aura. You are a beautiful, divine, energetic being. And your energy is this precious, precious resource that you can invest into different things to help grow and create things in your life. So when you use this energy, the energy that you invest into your thoughts determines what thoughts continue to expand and what those thoughts turn into. The energy that you invest into relationships will grow and nurture those relationships. The energy that you invest into what you're creating, into your work, into whatever you're focusing on, is going to grow and expand that. So we want to get really clear and aware and empowered around how we're using our energy. Because your energy is a gift. It is your precious resource. And I want you to become more aware just through this body awareness of your own energy and of how you're using it and of how it's feeling. So again, let's close our eyes. Take a deep breath. and just turn on your energy field. Imagine your aura around you. Imagine this beautiful buzzing energy that you have. And just notice if there's anywhere at the moment that it feels like it's being pulled. Where is your energy getting pulled right now? Up into your mind, to your to-do list, to your children, to your partner, to your job, to your bank balance, to your reflection in the mirror? Where is your energy getting pulled? And I just want you to imagine that you can start to pull that energy in from all of these places that it's going. Just energetically imagine, just do a visualization. You're pulling all of that energy back into yourself. Pull it from all the places that it's going. And imagine yourself now wrapped up in a beautiful ball of light that is protecting you and your energy field. Wrap it up, seal it up, so that your energy is protected. And remember that you are in charge of how you use your energy, how you invest your energy, what you give your energy to, what gets your energy. And I want you to start to anchor into that in this first session today. The knowing and the awareness that you have this beautiful energy within you and around you, and you can consciously share it and direct it and put it into things that will grow whatever it is you want in your life. Reflect on if there's anything at the moment that feels draining, depleting, leaky. What feels like it is just draining your energy, leaking energy, wasting energy? Where does that energy feel leaky? What you might like to do is journal about this, work through this in the workbook. What does it feel like when something is depleting and draining you energetically? Is it a pattern of thinking you're looping around? And what does it feel like when you invest your energy in something and you get energy back in return, or it nourishes you and nurtures you? What does that feel like? So we want to start to become really aware. And again, this is why this body work is so important, because your body will always tell you where your energy's at, whether something feels heavy or light, draining or nourishing, whether something is a yes or no to you. Does your body become energized or shut down at the thought of doing it? So the more you can come into your body, be listening to your emotions, listening to your energy, paying attention to the different sensations, the more empowered you will be to use your energy in a way that deeply serves you and helps you create what it is that you want. In this moment, let's just do a little visualization now, just to call in some beautiful light into your energy field and your body. You can either imagine beautiful white light coming down from the top of your head, or white light turning on within your body from your heart chakra and just radiating all through you. Keep grounding your feet into the floor, breathing into your belly, turning on your heart chakra, and calling in this light. And make a commitment to yourself at this point of the journey, at the beginning point of this journey, that you're ready to deeply honor yourself, to honor your own energy, to be wise and conscious about how you're using it, to learn to love yourself so deeply that you won't allow that energy to stay for too long in unconstructive, negative, unloving thoughts. That you are going to learn how to deeply love yourself and honor yourself. That you're willing and ready to feel everything that is going on in your body. And that you're ready and willing to see your body as your home, as a precious divine vehicle for your soul to move through this lifetime and to experience through all of your senses the pleasure and joy that is here for you as a woman. And as we get further along, you'll also see that this is how you'll access your intuition, your power, your pleasure. So much of what you want to experience as a woman is going to come through the body. And so our first step is to begin to come in here today. So as our final piece here, just focusing on self-care, all I see with self-care is that It is a moment-to-moment, wherever possible, process of tuning into yourself, checking in on how you're feeling, noticing where your energy's at, noticing what's going on in your body, seeing if there's any emotions arising for you, and just being mindful and aware of yourself rather than always being mindful and aware of other people and the external world. So practice self-care by taking on board some of these practices, integrating them into a morning routine, making them things that you can check in with through the day or revisit at the end of your day. Let me just see if there's anything else I wanted to cover with you today. I think that is all as a starting point for our beautiful journey together. Enjoy working through your workbook, reflect on the principles from this class, and dive into the activities and journaling exercises in that workbook to take things a little bit deeper. I hope you have enjoyed this first class, and I look forward to seeing you in class 2.